Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that everybody's doing. You know, we're going to talk about something that everybody's involved in, everybody's enjoying. We're going to talk about something that is free but makes a lot of money. What? Well, BC, that makes no sense. What are you talking about? That's an oxymoron. No, it isn't, stoners. Hold on. Motherfucker, where's the other lighter? Limit kush. Anyways, what we're going to talk about today, stoners, oh yeah, Fortnite. Yeah, a free video game you can download on your Xbox, PS4, or PC and play for free. You only spend money if you want to. It's an option. Huh? It's a deeper meaning than Fortnite. First of all, we're going to talk about the gaming community and the gaming corporations. I think every gaming corporation should look at Fortnite and be like, huh, I think they're onto something. By George, I think they've got it. Let me tell you why, stoners. Okay, hold on. When I first heard of Fortnite, I was like, no. Third person. I do not want to play third person. I like first person. No, not building nothing. No, that shit looks childish. But oh my God, stoners. The addictiveness to this game is crazy. I can really be on this game for hours on end. It reminds me of when Call of Duty Black Ops 3 came out. Y'all remember that? When Black Ops 3 came out, was it 3 or 2? I forget the one with the movie theater, but whatever the one with zombies in the movie theater, Jesus, that's the feel I got. I could sit up and play this all day. This game is very addictive. But I think the game gives us and America a deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. Let's really talk about it. First of all, it's free. Anybody with a computer, an Xbox, or a PS4 can download this game to their PC, the Xbox, or the PS4 and play for free and enjoy all the amenities that everybody else can enjoy. But if you want to do different dances, different emotes, what they call them, get different skins, basically different characters, and they have hundreds. You might have to spend a few V-Bucks. I don't know what the V stands for, but V-Bucks. Huh? Some might. Now, for $10, you get 1,000 V-Bucks. Huh? I think the next one is $24. You get 2,400 V-Bucks plus 300 more as a bonus. And I think $99 gets you. I know I'm missing one or two, but $99, I think that's the most you could spend at one time. That gets you 10,000 V-Bucks. Now, you may buy an emote for 1,200 V-Bucks. You may buy a character skin for, 2,000 V-Bucks. You may buy a harvester tool for 800 V-Bucks. You know, there's a lot, but that's how they make their money. I'm going to put this game out for free. If it's at your satisfaction and you enjoy it, purchase stuff inside the game to make the game more enjoyable for yourself. What Fortnite did was trust the gaming community and they will take care of us. They made a quality game that they could have put out and made numbers. It would have gotten around still. People would have still bought this game. I would still buy this game if it was purchasable. Huh? But what they did was they made it free. They made a quality game put it out for free, and how Call of Duty and NBA 2K and you know, whatever else game you play, they put add-ons on there. If you want this, purchase it. If you want this, purchase it. Basically, they put all the power in the gaming community's hands. They trusted us. And for trusting the people, Fortnite made over $300 million last month. Over 300, I don't know the exact numbers, but over $300 million were pocketed by the Fortnite company. Take my money, Fortnite, because that game is great. That game is so great that my whole family plays it, except for my daughter, because she's a very diva and she don't like video games. She looks at me and her brother like we're just aliens. But even my girlfriend plays Fortnite, and she don't play video games at all. She don't understand them. When I'm playing NBA 2K, every time I shoot a basket, she keeps saying touchdown. That's weird, but I love her to death. But even she plays Fortnite. Why? Because of the playground mode. I think they're about to take that off because season 5 is about to start. But the playground mode, she gets to go there and build houses and, you know, just have fun with it. And then guess what? Playground mode made her want to get into it and really try. And guess what? She's actually decent. She'll get one or two kills before she dies. She actually made it to number 2 one time in solo. Now, all she did was hide all day, but still, that's a talent in and of itself. You know why it says Fortnite showed us something deeper about America? Because they put out a quality product that they know a community, a gaming community, but a community nonetheless, needed. And within that product, if you want to enjoy it better, here, buy this and add on to it. If not, buy it. If you don't buy no skins, if you don't buy no harvester tools, if you don't buy no gliders, you don't buy anything, you just get what you get when you win, you'll still have a good time on this game, is what I'm trying to tell you, stoners. It's still a quality game and you'll still have the exact same type of fun, except it's more visually better when you buy certain things. Every time something new comes out, I spend my money, $100 every time. Take my money, Fortnite. Huh? If Fortnite came out as a new game, what is a new game? It runs about $55, $60. Fortnite, I've bought your game 10 times over. You have people like Ninja. Shout out Ninja. I've never heard of Ninja until Fortnite. And his was fire. When I started watching the Fortnite clips, you know, okay, here's how I got into Fortnite. A friend of mine told me that, hey, you should play this game called Fortnite. You like Call of Duty, play Fortnite. You like gun games. I said, okay, cool. I'll watch some clips on YouTube about it. When I typed in Fortnite, the very first thing that popped up was 200 Fortnite fails. And it had some guy holding another guy by his ankle over like Buku traps. And I was like, what? You can do that? But obviously you can't do that. That was just a thumbnail. But when I was watching it and seeing how people was getting killed and how people messed up in the trial, like, oh, it looks all right. Maybe. I'll see. But understand, I'm still on 2K. That was my favorite game. You heard how I just said was? Let's keep going. That was my favorite game. Why? Because basketball is my favorite sport of all time. My favorite player is Kobe Bryant. Don't at me. Now, what I did was I started watching. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And I wanted to show my girl some of the clips because one of them was funny as hell. Like the dude, he put up a trap all over except for one spot. He just left it empty. He went in the room of the one spot he left empty and there was a trap that he didn't. If he would have put it there, he would have realized it was there, but he didn't. And there was a trap and boom, he died. Traps all over the house except for that one spot in a little room. He finally went in the room and died from somebody's trap. That was hilarious. But and the way he reacted was hilarious. But so I'm going to show, and then the next first thing popped up was Ninja. Ninja duos with Drake, and I was like, what? Even Drake plays this? Let me check this out. So I check it out, and Ninja, he is not the best. Who keeps calling him that? Ninja is not the best. He is the god of Fortnite. Huh? I got a little loud for you, didn't I, stoners? Let me bring it back down, baby. I apologize. Don't nobody ever disrespect Ninja by saying that he's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest. No. I'm sorry, sir. He is the greatest Fortnite player in the world, Craig. They need security in the world, Craig, and we got Ninja. This man here is a god at this game. I'm a gamer, and when I see you do if I play a game, right, and then I watch you on YouTube, or I come by your house, or we just play online, and you do things I haven't seen, and I just can't duplicate, no matter how many hours I put in and try. You are a god to me in this game, and I will watch you and learn from you. I watch Ninja while I watch Ninja play Fortnite while I play Fortnite. Bars. Here's my thing, stoners. That was just a quick little shout out to Ninja, because he's just amazing. If any of my fans out there, any of my stoners play Fortnite, which I know probably if not all 90 to 95% of you do, check out Ninja on YouTube if you haven't already. He got 14 million subscribers. He gets between 9 and 14 million views every video he puts up. So, and it's awesome. He has his own events he throw in Las Vegas called Ninja Fortnite. He's won with Marshmallow and Fortnite competitions. Yes, that's competitions. But and his game only been out since September. Stoners. But back to my original point I was about to make about Fortnite showing us something about America and how America should operate. If America take healthcare, if healthcare was Fortnite, you know, everything would be a better place. Healthcare is free. We will take care of you, you know. If you need a heart transplant, we will put you on a donor list. We will put a new heart in your body. We will take care of you. If you need medicine, that's going to cost. Now, I know what y'all thinking. DC, you're talking backwards. I'm not talking backwards. You got to think about it. Because of today's world, we cannot just eliminate currency. Everybody has to make some type of currency to live a certain comfortability in life. So you cannot just make everything free. That's why Fortnite is just not completely free. You buy, they just give you skins and you just do whatever you want. No. Okay. I'll give you the heart transplant. That's free. All my labor, putting a new heart in you and sewing you back up and making you come back to life. That's free, but you're going to need medicine. You're going to need pills to take. You're going to need this, that, and the third to make sure your life is prolonged, because you can't just get a heart and then keep moving. This is not a video game. And that's where you would have to pay. That's the only thing I would understand. Medicine. But as far as procedures, broken legs, my heart, broken arm, I have cancer. Now, obviously, there'll be some discrepancies. Like if you have cancer, I'm not going to make you pay for chemo, because that is a part of healing you. But you're going to need pain medicines. You're going to need medical marijuana. And that's when the costs come in. You see what I'm saying? We'll give you what you want for free, and you'll enjoy that. But that extra, we're going to need a little bit. See, I'm not a capitalist, stoners, and I'm also not a hippie that thinks, well, I don't want to discredit the hippies because I'm a fucking stoner, but I'm also not a person that thinks that the whole world should be free and everybody should, no, because we don't have that way of thinking right now as a society. Everybody in society has, excuse me, a capitalist way of thinking, you know, And you cannot take that from 100% of the world. If we could, then yes, I would definitely say it's everything should be free. There should be no such thing as jobs. We should do what we have to do to take care of each other, grow our own food, hunt our own food, you know. All this, go work for another person so they can be just a little bit more richer than you, then I don't know about that. I never did. I have a job, yes, because I have a family, and morals and revolutionary thoughts do not feed family and pay bills. So, but if that time ever came, I would be the first on the line. You need to know this. But back to what I was saying, stoners, I have a very level-headed way of thinking. You know, of course everything shouldn't be free, but if my leg's broken, fix it. Thank you. Now here's a couple of $100 for the pain medicine so I won't feel what you just fixed. Here's a couple of $100 for the shot I need. Here's a couple of $100. Here's a couple of $100 for this, that, and the third. Here's a couple of $100 for this, that, and the third. You dig what I'm trying to tell you, stoners? That's what Fortnite teaches us. That it's okay to give you what you need. And it's also okay to pay for a little extra so you can enjoy things and enjoy life a little bit better. I would like to personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank the Fortnite company. They may never hear my stoner talk, or they may do. Who knows? I'm going to tweet them. I'm going to hashtag it and make sure they get this. But for me as a gamer, thank you for trusting me to do the right thing. I'm waiting. When I get home, season 5 should be nice and downloaded, and I will partake. That's what I think about Fortnite. And here's what else I'm about to say. Here's what I have to say to the rest of the gaming companies, the top dogs, you know, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, all of the Call of Duty franchises. You know, the games, NBA 2K's lives, the games that if you go in somebody's house and they have a system, they will have that game. Everybody has this game. Those companies, y'all need to take heed. Y'all really need to take heed from Fortnite. Fortnite will catch up to every single one of you. Season 5 is about to start. I bet y'all seen a big dip in a lot of games. Not too many people in the Call of Duty rooms. Not too many people in the NBA 2K rooms. You know where they're at? They're on Fortnite. And a lot of games are following suit. If you go to your, for my PlayStation people, because I have a PS4, Mr. Super Duper BC1. They got another game called Avalar, Allure, or some shit like that. It's basically a fighting game, you know, and you pick a different fighting style: boxing, kickboxing, kung fu, ninja jitsu. Oh, I said that super wrong, but whatever. Taekwondo, just any fighting style around the world, Brazilian dance, what is that called? I forget. Anything. And you go against other people with their fighting styles, and your job on there is to train your person to get different moves and fighting styles and all kinds of stuff. It's just it's basically a hand-to-hand combat and weaponry thing, no guns and all that good stuff. But it seems pretty good, and guess what? It's free. And I looked it up on YouTube, and they're basically taking the same path that Fortnite is taking. Yo, you can buy this game for free and enjoy it. You will enjoy it. But if you want to buy it, you got some armor, different skins, different characters fighting. I mean, they can mess around and make a whole nother Def Jam Vendetta. That's what I'm waiting from Fortnite to do, to get the rights of people likeness and put them in Fortnite. You can play as Offset or play as Quavo, you know, but play as Cardi B, play as Drake. And Drake plays. He even said while playing with Ninja on YouTube that if they should put the Hot Bling Dance emote on in season 5. He even said, well, not in season five. I apologize, Stoners. I'm saying they should do it in season five. He just said they should put it in the game. He didn't say when. I don't want to misquote the man, you know? But yeah, Stoners, that's my whole point about Fortnite. Fortnite has shown America that you can trust the people if you give them something, give them something of quality and of value. Not only will they take care of it, they will take care of you for the extras you give us. You give me a home and say, but hey, now this home is free. But you know, you got to put your own furniture and stuff in there. I'm going to get my own furniture. Hey, this car is free, but you got to pay for your own gas and you want extra rims and all. You got to do all that yourself. I will do that. That's why on Fortnite, people be like, man, it's expensive to get V-Bucks. It's kind of expensive. Yeah. $10 for 1,000, $99 for 10,000. And when you see the prices of certain things, that stuff goes quick. It really does. You won't be able to get as much as you think you can. But the reason why they can do that and still people buy it, because the game is free. Only thing you have to buy is the things you choose to. You don't have to buy any emote. And you can still play season five like anybody else with the original emotes or the ones you win as you level up. The people at Fortnite trust us as a gaming community, and now we trust them. We have made Fortnite the biggest game in the world right now. Now, granted, it started picking up steam when Call of Duty World War II and 2K18 started losing steam because, you know, everybody didn't play them. They didn't got basically the most out of them. And now it's just gameplay because it's fun to us. Fortnite is new. And every season they change the map. They add new guns. They add new emotes. They add new skins. They add new things. So that's why it's the biggest game right now. So when, you know, November, October come around and Call of Duty and, you know, what else? 2K Live, all these other top tier games, Madden, you know, all these other top tier games that's about to come out. It's going to get some pushback, but that's honestly, I don't think it's going to stop anything, because Fortnite is still and will be for a while one of the biggest games. There's no need for a Fortnite 2 because there are seasons, and every season it changes. The map changes. The guns change. The skins change. It's like a whole new game. I just want to say one more time before we end this podcast, thank you, Fortnite. You trusted us as a gaming community, and now we forever as a gaming community trust you. Season 5 came out last night at 4 a.m. So it is up now. If you haven't downloaded Fortnite, download it and you will be automatically into season 5. And that's about it, Stoners. I just wanted to give off my little rant about Fortnite because I think it's really teaching us about something, about us as a people, us as a nation, and us as a gaming community. It goes real deep. So shout out Fortnite. I'm an avid player. Of course you see me play. I am an avid player and I enjoy and appreciate this game. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. That's on all social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Anything I do is Mr. Super Duper BC. And on PlayStation, if you want to play with me in Fortnite, it's Mr. Super Duper BC 1. MrSupaDuperBC, the number 1. And we can get it in, man. I do duos, I do squads, I do 50 versus 50, I do solos the most. And yeah, so go download the game and enjoy yourself, Stoners. And as always, Stoners Unite.